Welcome to a special edition of Worldwise Today with your host DJ Scrappy. Today we're going to, yes, talk about science, technology, and the environment, but we're also going to talk about music from around the world. What you're listening to in the background right now is Putumayo, a Brazilian group, and the title song is Linda Quintal. So we're going to listen to this, and we're still going to go into depth about science and technology, but for now, sit back and have a listen. Pretty amazing. So what is next for you guys here on Worldwise? Let's hit up some science and technology news for you. So espresso in orbit, what does that make you? So all right, I hope you guys can hear me. Sorry, I was having a little technical difficulties here. Espresso in orbit: SpaceX craft brings coffee machine to the space station. The coffee on the International Space Station is about to get a heck of a lot better. The SpaceX Dragon cargo capsule linked up with the station on Friday, bringing groceries, supplies, and, of course, a long-awaited espresso machine called ISS Espresso. It's a rendezvous that was streamed live online. Astronauts inside the International Space Station extended a robotic arm and captured the SpaceX Dragon early Friday. NASA says the pair made contact 257 miles over the Pacific Ocean. The robotic arm was operated by Italian astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti of the European Space Agency. It was her compatriot Luca Parmitano who said in 2013 that espresso was the only thing he really missed when he served aboard the space station. That's pretty interesting. The ISS Espresso is a box about the size of a microwave, and you put in a pouch of water, add a little capsule of espresso, and press the button marked brew. The shipment also includes zero gravity cups. They were developed in Oregon, where our friends at the public radio station in Oregon say the 3D printed cups that can that simulate the act of pouring. That's a pretty interesting cup, and I think I'd like to get my hands on one. The astronauts have been pining for a good strong coffee in orbit for years, but Italy's space agency finally made it happen. The new machine is the result of collaborations between engineers from the country's aerospace industry and the Lavazza Coffee Company. A Lavazza vice president, Giuseppe Lavazza, promised that the ISS Espresso machine would give the astronauts a real coffee that which one drinks in a cafe. Good, hot, and steaming. The Dragon craft is expected to return to Earth in 5 weeks, loaded with trash and cargo. Well, I am happy for the astronauts out there. So, what do we have next for you on... There it is. Sorry. Little technical difficulties. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Worldwise Special Edition with DJ Scrappy, of course, and we'll be right back. Some holiday, some holiday, yeah. Yengu yengu banku wangu, mani wangu wangu banku yengu. Some holiday, li some holiday, yeah. Tak. So the next. A bit of music from around the world we have for you is Toro y Moi, Say That. Now, Toro y Moi is from the United States, but they have been inspired mostly by the sounds of South America. Let's take a listen. This is Toro y Moi with their track called Say That.
all my love. I know I can't always be home, but I never left. Don't think like that.
Alright, that was Toro Imoy with Say That. So, next bit of information I have for you from Worldwise here is it involves men and fundraisers. Precisely, do men give more when the fundraiser is kind of cute? Well, we donate to charities for lots of reasons, because we're generally magnanimous people. Because we care deeply about certain issues, or because it's the only way to get Meg to stop talking about the plight of the endangered proboscis monkey. And for men, there may be another force at play, a subconscious desire to impress the ladies. Researchers in the United Kingdom reviewed thousands of online donation pages from the 2014 Virgin London Marathon. Runners participating in the marathon usually put up a fundraising page where they can raise money for a charity of their choice. And donations are made publicly, so the researchers could keep track of donors' names and how much they contributed. It turns out that everyone was a little competitive on online donation platforms. People on average gave about 10 euros more after seeing others' large donations. But men donating to attractive female fundraisers were extra competitive. They contributed around 28 euros more than the last guy on average. The results were quite surprising. Actually, in that they were completely in line with the theory that men are hardwired to act competitively in this way, says Sarah Smith, an economist at the University of Bristol, and one of the researchers behind this study. The researchers came to this conclusion by first having independent reviewers rate the attractiveness of each fundraiser's profile photo. The researchers came to this conclusion by first having independent reviewers rate the attractiveness of each fundraiser's profile photo. They then looked at how much people donated to each fundraiser. When someone donated 50 euros or more, the researchers studied how subsequent donors reacted. Attractive fundraisers raised more money, as they did those whose profiles featured nice smiles. That worked for both male and female fundraisers. Maybe not everyone can be the most attractive, but everybody can give a smile, Smith says. That's something to keep in mind the next time you're trying to raise money. This doesn't mean that people who donate to charities don't have noble intentions, Smith notes. People usually decide to donate because they care about a cause, but this subconscious competitiveness may be subtly influencing how much they choose to donate. It's also worth noting that the researchers weren't able to account for the donor's sexual preferences or relationship status. So we just don't know how being married or being attracted to other men would affect the competitiveness, Smith says. But I think it's safe to say, or safe to assume rather, if we excluded men from no incentive to compete for the fundraiser, we probably would have seen even more competitiveness. This sort of thing happens in the animal kingdom all the time, says Nicola Rahani, an evolutionary biologist at the University College London, who worked with Smith on the paper. The classic example would be the peacock. The male is so showy, trying to impress with his huge plume. and the female really holds all the cards. It's the same thing here in the context of male donors. By donating to charities, men signal that they're caring and generous, as well as wealthy, Rahini says. We found that women aren't competitive with each other in the same way in this context. She also notes that, and that may be because men and women prioritize different things when evaluating potential partners. Studies show that women are more likely to prioritize cues that the man can be a good provider. Culture and hormones can help explain the behavior of this as well, notes David Geary, an evolutionary psychologist at the University of Missouri, who wasn't involved with the study, which was published last Thursday in Current Biology. Basic competitiveness is evolved and related in part to testosterone, said Geary, but how the competitiveness is expressed depends on context. You'd only find competitive donations in wealthy societies, he adds. Other cultures may define success in different ways. And I tend to agree. I mean, because we live in the U.S., donating seems like a routine, good Samaritan type behavior. But if you're living somewhere, say, in sub-Saharan Africa, where, you know, donating would take away from your livelihood, it might not float so well. So I'm going to play another song for you. This one is from No Such Thing. He was born Jason Chang. He's a Korean-American. And I'm actually a big fan of this guy. So why don't you guys take a listen? And this song is called Eclipse Blue.
Thank you.
All right, that was No Such Thing with Eclipse Blue. All right, so next up for you, I have some more information on the human body, namely bacteria that lives within us, and a study on Amazonian tribes. How does that all work together? Well, let's dig into this. So, everyone's body is brimming with bacteria, and these microbes do plenty of good things like building the immune system and helping digestion. But modern diets, antibiotics, and hygiene seem to be reducing the range of microbes occupying our anatomy. A study published on Friday looking at the gut, mouth, and skin microbes in people from a small isolated tribe in southern Venezuela's Amazonian jungle shows just how much modern life may be altering humankind's bodily bacteria. The Yanomami tribe, secluded from the outside world until 2009, possessed the most diverse collection of bacteria ever found in people, including some never before detected in humans, said scientist whose research appears in the journal Science Advances. The researchers were surprised to learn that Yanomami microbes harbored antibiotic-resistant genes, including those conferring resistance to man-made antibiotics, considering they never had exposure to commercial antibiotics. Every person hosts trillions of microbes, collectively called the microbiota, that live in and on virtually every part of your body. They contribute to functions essential to human health, including the immune system, processing food, and confronting invading pathogens. Our study suggests that the pre-modern human microbiota was composed of a greater diversity of bacteria and a greater diversity of bacterial functions when compared to populations impacted by modern practices, such as processed foods and antibiotics, said pathology and immunology professor Gautam Dantes. Gautam Dantes is of Washington University in St. Louis. A microbiota diversity decline may be linked to the increase in the past several decades of immunological and metabolic diseases such as asthma, allergies, diabetes, and obesity. That's coming from Maria Dominguez Bello, a professor of medicine at New York University's Langone Medical Center. The researchers analyzed microbial samples from 34 of the 54 Yanomami villagers. They were compared to a United States group, another Venezuelan Amazonian indigenous people, the Guahibo, and residents of rural Malawi in South Africa. Yanomami were found to have twice the number of microbe varieties of the U.S. subjects and 30-40% more diversity than the Malawians or the Guahibo. Some of the bacteria found in the Yanomami, but not in the others, offer beneficial effects like protecting against kidney stones. The Yanomami are semi-nomadic hunter-gatherers in their remote mountainous region. It really is a unique opportunity to contact communities with this ancient lifestyle, said Oscar Noya, a researcher with the Amazonic Center for Research and Control of Tropical Diseases in Venezuela, who visited the villagers. So, processed food, messing up what's in your gut. And I guess that's why we take probiotics these days. We just don't have the full range of someone who's lived a more natural life. All right, so let's play another song for you. This is from a gentleman named Paul Van Harver of Belgium. His stage name, though, is Stromae. And he came out with a new album, which in English is called Square Root, but in Belgium is called Racine Carrée. And he is pretty famous in Europe right now. He makes some pretty outlandish music videos. But since you can't see it, I'll just play one for you. This is Stromae with a song called Tous les Memes. São seis horas. E o homem assim, rendezvous, rendezvous.
Cette fois c'était la dernière. Tu peux croire que c'est qu'une crise, mate une dernière fois mon derrière. Il est à côté de mes valises, tu diras au revoir à ta mère. Elle qui t'idéalise, tu ne vois même pas tout ce que tu perds. Avec une autre, ce serait pire. Quoi, toi aussi tu veux finir maintenant? C'est le monde à l'envers, moi je le disais pour te faire réagir seulement. Toi tu pensais, rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous au prochain règlement. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve. Facile à dire, je suis gnangnan. Et que j'aime trop les blablabla. Mais non, 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 c'est important. Ce que t'appelles les ragnagnas. Tu sais, la vie, c'est des enfants. Et comme toujours, c'est pas le bon moment. Ah oui, pour les faire, là, tu es présent. Mais pour les élever, y'aura des absents. Lorsque je ne serai plus belle, ou du moins au naturel. Arrête, je sais que tu mens. Il n'y a que Kate Moss qui est éternelle. Moche ou belle,
c'est jamais bon.
Bête ou belle,
c'est jamais bon.
Belle ou moi,
c'est jamais bon.
Moi ou elle,
c'est jamais bon.
Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous au prochain règlement. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve.
All right, I hope you like that song from Stromae, Racine Carré. He's from Belgium, and he is kicking out the jams, let me tell you. All right, so I've talked to corporate, and we've decided that we're not going to do any more science news today because, I mean, there's just so many good artists from around the world that just don't get played, and I think we should all just give them a listen. So I have another one. This is from West Africa. The artist, it's two guys, Tumani and Siddiqui Diabete. Diabate, sorry, it sounds like diabetes. They're from Mali, and they're a father-son duo. And they, if you like blues, if you like American blues, then these are the guys for you. So I'm going to give you guys a little listen, a little taste of Tumani and Siddiqui. This song is called Hamadan Tour. Thank you. So that was Tomani and Siddiqui, and they were from Mali. I mean, they still are from Mali. Anyways, let's play another song for you guys. So, what should we play? How about Hassan Hakoum? So, Moroccan musician Hassan Hakoum started out flying high and fast in his international career, not long after moving from his native Marrakesh to New York City in 1987. He found kindred spirits in some incredible musicians, including friends like Miles Davis and collaborators like trumpeter Don Cherry and singer Peter Gabriel. Hakoum has made a string of interesting but occasionally unfocused fusion records in the 90s, but somehow until this spring's release of Unity, 12 years had passed since his last album. So this is him coming back. This is an old singer from Morocco. The song I'm about to play for you is called Nawa on Fire.
Anytime.
So I hope you guys liked that from Hassan Hakoum. All right, so next on the block for you today is a band called The Gloaming. with a song called 44. So the Gloaming is actually a bunch of different singers. They have two Americans in this group. A lot of bands are hyped as a super group. This band started off as an ensemble for Irish music, but now they're pretty much called Afro-Celtic music. So yeah, if that sounds interesting to you, stay tuned.
The room of love.
That was The Gloaming with Song 44. Next up, we have Nora Mint Seymali. Now, Nora is... technical difficulties. Nora is from Mauritania. Now, you might not have heard of Saharan rock before, but let me tell you, it rocks hard. And Nora is blessed in that she has a powerhouse voice, and her stage presence is something that Jerry Wexler had to think up of, pretty much like Aretha Franklin, as an ecstatic hierophant springs to mind. So let's take a listen to Nora. Maybe you'll get the same feeling that Jerry Wexler did. So this song is called Egwatmar by Nora Mint Seymali. Bet you didn't hear that one coming. That was Nora Mint Seymali with the song Egwatmar. I could listen to her all day, I think. But I also like to switch it up. So we're going to go from Saharan rock music, and we're going to take a change. We're going to go to alternative Latino music. I don't know if you've heard of Ana Tijoux before, but she's actually a pretty big hit. So she does a lot of songs that are like kind of populist, a little bit political maybe. You know, songs that have chorus lines like "We dream big, we shout something, we have no other choice." And, you know, she's a pretty heated singer. So Anna Tijoux, who is a Palestinian, British born, but, you know, lives her friend is Palestinian. She is French born, but she is a Chilean rapper. So let's stop talking and start listening. Technical difficulties again. See, this is why I do a talk show and not a music show. Here we go.
Tú nos dices que debemos sentarnos, pero las ideas solo pueden levantarnos, caminar, recorrer, no rendirse ni retroceder, ver, aprender como esponja absorbe. Nadie sobre todos, faltan todos, suman todos para todos, todo para nosotros. Soñamos en grande que se caiga el imperio, lo gritamos alto, no queda más remedio. Esto no es utopía, es alegre rebeldía del baile de los que sobran de la danza tuya y mía. Levantarnos para decir ya basta. África ni América Latina se suba. Un barro con casco, con lápiz a patear el fiasco. Provocar un social terremoto en este charco. Al suelo y del suelo al cielo vamos.
That was Anna Tijoux with Somos Sir featuring Shadia Mansour. So if you were hearing earlier, I kind of got the two confused a little bit. Anna Tijoux is French-born, but she's a Chilean rapper. While on the other hand, Shadia Mansour is British-born, and she's a Palestinian rapper. So I figured we might as well explore Shadia some more, since she was on that last track. But here's a song from her own. This is Shadia Mansour featuring M1, Al-Kufiya, and the official video, here we go, is 3 Arab. Yeah. So here we go. Boom. This is from Palestine, by the way. صباح الخير يا ولاد عمومنا تفضلوا شرفونا شو بتحب مضيفكم دم عربي ولا دموع من عيوننا بعتقد هيك تأملوا نستقبل من هيك تعقدوا لما تدركموا على غلطة من هيك لبسنا الكوفي البيضة والسودة صاروا كلاب الزمان يلبسوها كموضة مهما تفننوا فيها مهما غيروا بلونها كوفية عربية بتضل عربية حطتنا بدنا إياه ثقافتنا بدنا إياه كرامتنا بدنا إياه كل شي إلنا بدنا إياه ما رح نسكت لن نسمح لن ليك ليك لا بقلن يسرقوا شغلي مش إلهن ما خصن فيه يلدونا بلتبس لبس من هالأرض بكفي هنش طمعانين عالقدس قدس اعرفوا كيف تكونوا بشر عربيلنا بتلبسوا كوفية جينا نذكرن مين إحنا وغصب عن أبوهم هي حطتنا من هيك لبسنا الكوفية لأننا وطنية الكوفية كوفية عربية من هيك لبسنا الكوفية هويتنا الأساسية الكوفية كوفية عربية يلا علي الكوفية علولي هالكوفية الكوفية كوفية عربية علوه هلا بلاد الشام كوفية عربية بتضل عربية ما في بعد مثل الشعب العربي فرجوني أي أمي بالدنيا أكتر مؤثرة الصورة واضحة نحن مهد الحضارة تاريخنا وتراثنا الشاهد على وجودنا من هيك لبست الثوب الفلسطيني من حفا جنين جبل النار إلى رام الله خليني أشوف الكوفية البيضة والحمرة خلينا نعليها لفوق بالسما أنا هشاه دية العرب الثاني بخص غزة الثاني بهز هزكلي ماتي حرب سجل أنا شادية منصور والحطة هويتي من يوم ما خلقت سيدي والشعب مسؤوليتي لك أنا تربيت بين الغرب وبين بين لغتين بين بخيل بين فقير شفت الحياة من الشقتين سلامة الكوفية كيف ما لبستوني وين ما شلقتوني بضلني عأصولي فلسطينية من هيك لبسنا الكوفية لأنها وطنية الكوفية كوفية عربية من هيك لبسنا الكوفية هويتنا الأساسية الكوفية كوفية عربية يلا علي الكوفية علولي هالكوفية الكوفية كوفية عربية علوه هلا بلاد الشام كوفية عربية
fingers up to the Zionists cause we don't give a fuck, it's justice. So tie that thing around your head and ride, wave it in the air and let me know what side you on. Uhuru. Yeah, the kufir is Arab. Yeah, it's M1 in solidarity, feel me, Shaja. Do it, from the ghetto to Gaza, I keep it RBG up.
All right, well, I think that's going to do it for us here at Worldwise on radio.dominican.edu. This has been a special, special, special broadcast where we played music from around the world, outside of the U.S. mainly. I hope you enjoyed it. And let's see. Yeah. Come back next Friday, 11 to 12, for your daily dose of Worldwise, where we go through news involving science, technology, and the environment. You can also find it at radio.dominican.edu under student podcasts. This is DJ Scrappy. Thanks, and see you later.